Let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Onanta Forbes, who joins us each week to talk about some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Hello for the final time in Sicily, Onanta. How are you?
I am well. Ciao, Randy. Yeah, it is. Tomorrow we depart. We go to Rome for part four of our long stay, and then it's actually a 14-day Mediterranean cruise out of Rome. So before we go, we had the wonderful opportunity. It's a beautiful day here today. Beautiful sunshine, lots of people out and about. This past week, we were able to do two different excursions, one that I created by myself, and we went to a place called Noto. And Noto is a great half-day excursion from Oratija, where we are staying. And you can get here by train or by bus. We decided to take the bus just because we've done the train and shared tours and so on. Mm-hmm. And it was easy. It really was easy. I do have to maybe share with clients that there's only one bus station in Noto, but when you book it on Interbus, their app, this shows that there's two. So there could be a little bit of confusion. but it runs a few times a day. It only costs between 3 to 6 euros, and it takes about 55 minutes. It's not the fastest option. The train is. The train is 30 minutes. But the train, where the train stops in Noto, you still have to walk away a wee bit to get to the main area of of Noto. Mm-hmm. So when we took the bus, you arrive just outside the historic center. And from there, the town basically unfolds along one main street. It's called Corso Victoria Emmanuel. And everything sits along its axis. So it's really easy to explore on foot. And the walk starts at Porto Real. It's a big stone arch that marks the entrance to the old city. And then once you pass through it, the streets just open up into that warm golden limestone that Noto is known for. And almost everything here was built after the 1693 earthquake, which is why the architecture feels so consistent. And then as you walk up, you will reach the Cathedral of Noto, and it dominates the main square with a wide staircase leading up to the tall facade. And inside, it's surprisingly simple and bright. And the cathedral had to be rebuilt after the dome collapsed in 1996. So the interior, feels clean and open rather than overly ornate. And that's one of the things that you'll find when you're in Sicily, is that the facade of a cathedral or a church may or may not be rather, I don't know, plain looking, but when you get in, wowzers, it's gorgeous. Wow. High ceiling, lots of artwork, lots of old artifacts, and lots of history. And so directly opposite sits the Palazzo. Now, I'm going to apologize ahead of time. Maybe my pronunciation isn't the best. De Susio, and that's the town hall. So even if you don't go inside, the square itself is a good place to pause before continuing the walk. And then from the cathedral, it's worth turning briefly onto Via Nicola Lacy. And it's just a short street, but it's a pretty distinctive in town. The balconies of the Palazzo Nicola Lacy are held up by elaborate carved brackets. So you're going to see lions, winged horses, other Baroque figures that look like they're carrying the entire building. And it was, it's quite beautiful. It's almost like a Romeo and Juliet balcony scene, but it's just so ornately created and nice to see. And of course, they have beautiful restaurants along the way. And I don't know why. I love loud music. So there's like pounding music, but it's not like techno or disco or anything, but it's like traditional Italian.
Oh, cool.
And it's really, it's kind of fun to just listen to it as you walk up or even to have a seat.
It's like being in a movie.
Yes, absolutely. Speaking of movies, not that it was a movie, but one of my planned stops was Cafe Cecilia, which is famous for its almond granita. And it was actually featured on Netflix Chef's Table. I think it was on season 2, but unfortunately it's closed. So that plan didn't work out. But the good news is granita is everywhere in Noto and in Sicily. So most cafes serve it brioche, which is the classic Sicilian combination. And they have flavors like almond and lemon or mulberry. So if you're hungry, the local trattorias keep things simple. So arancina, caponata, pasta a la norma, swordfish rolls, everything we kind of talked about last week, and lots of desserts based around ricotta. So it doesn't take a long time to walk this main area of Noto. And it's just really basically one street. So you could do it in a half a day. For the return trip, I actually purchased a bus ticket for a later departure back to Syracuse. But after walking through the town, I decided to try for an earlier bus. But the catch is, the bus company doesn't accept a later ticket for earlier departure. So I had to buy another ticket for a new time. Not a lot of money, but interestingly enough, they won't accept for other than the time that the bus departs. But just something to know, and you learn along the way. Overall, Noto works well as a short day trip. The historic center is compact. You can walk it in under a kilometer, see the main Baroque landscapes, wander a few streets, and grab something cold to eat and head back the same afternoon. So very easy to do on your own. You can do a tour if you wish. But, if you are, you don't have to always do a tour. Things are sometimes simple enough to carry on by yourself. So I did a little test because everybody talks about ChatGPT, right? And how you can just, throw in what you want to do and it gives you suggestions. So I thought, I'm going to try this. I'm a travel agent. So I want to see what my clients see. For the most part, it was correct. Sometimes it wasn't logical, the places to go and see in the manner as it flows. And it did suggest Cafe Cecilia, but it was closed and it didn't tell you it was closed. So you have to keep that in mind that, yes, it could be a good source, but you have to be conscious that it might not be up to date.
Yeah.
So it is a good source in a sense, just to get an outline of it, but you do have to do some further research or, talk to your travel advisor just to see what's happening. The other trip we took this week was basically going to other places in southeastern Sicily. Now, this one I did a private tour, and I really enjoyed it. It may be one of my favorite touring cities and destinations that I did, but it was good to have the guide because it was one of those perfect day trips where like the history, the architecture, the coastal views, and the incredible food all come together.
Oh, yeah.
So our first stop was the beautiful hill town of Modica. And this is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, famous for its dramatic layout across steep hillsides and has amazing Baroque architecture. And as you walk through the town, it feels like a city that's layered in terraces, and all these terraces are beautiful honey-colored stone. They have elegant churches, historic buildings. They just rise above like the narrow streets. And one of the highlights here is a facade of the Palazzo Pallera, and it's recognizable to fans of Italian TV. And there's a TV series here called Inspector Montalbano. And so we were taken to different places, and for sure, I didn't quite connect because I don't know if it's on Canadian Netflix, but I'm sure I could find it on YouTube or something. Mm-hmm. But it was interested with that kind of flavor. It's just like if you went a Godfather tour and you watch the movies and you can connect, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Monica is beautiful. Like it's awe and like breathtaking. Like when we first stop, we walked up these amazing stairs into this church. And the church, as I say, had high ceilings and it's free to go in. You have to be very respectful, of course, because it's a church. It's a place of worship. But there's nobody there because we're off season. And it was wonderful to see all the different artifacts and the paintings from years ago. So one thing to keep in mind, this is a city or a place that is created on like from a valley and up through the hill. So you do have to watch your step. You do have to make sure you have good walking shoes. Lots of stairs here. So mobility challenged people, you have to make appropriate touring decisions because it's just not easy to walk all these stairs and such. Mm-hmm. And Monica's very famous for their chocolate. So we went to this place that made chocolate and it's the family that has it in place for many years. And the high contact content of cocoa is if you like dark chocolate, you'll be in heaven. Absolute heaven.
And it's good for you. Dark chocolate's good for you.
Yes. That's a good take on it.
Yeah.
Yes. So definitely, you know, try the chocolate that's here. They have white chocolate too. But it, for me, I like white chocolate or milk chocolate. So for me, it got a little bitter, but my partner loves dark chocolate. So he was quite impressed by it. And then they showed you how it was made and so on. And then you find these little signs because like the New York Times would be there and it would say the 10 things you should do in Monica. And this is one of the things that you should do and one of the places that you should go. So after Monica, we went to Raguso, and Raguso is considered one of the finest examples of Sicilian Baroque architecture. Then we go up to this really quiet green oasis at the edge of the historic center. And this is where you get really beautiful views of the valleys. And then after that, we went to this fishing village of Punta Seca. And again, if you've watched Inspector Montalbano, this place will look immediately familiar. And this TV series is based on books that of a famous Italian author. So if you don't watch the series or can't have access to it, read the books because the books are quite fun. And it's almost like a satirical look of Italian life. So it's quite interesting. And then we have this great Sicilian style brunch, and it was mainly cheese and bread and olives and different types of meat with a glass of local Sicilian wine. Seems very simple, especially when, you know, we've been on, we're kind of used to when we're touring, we have this like buffet style kind of menu and quite heavy, but this was just lovely. It's just simple and nice, and it fills you up. Like you're not going to be hungry at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last stop was this elegant Baroque town of Chicli. And this is where we, again, enjoy the architecture of the town with the amazing palaces and churches at which they line the streets. And again, it has a definite reference to the downtown hall because that's where people will recognize the police station in the fictional town where Inspector Montalbano was created or based. So it's all very lovely. You know what? I have to say this was one of my favorite touring days because it's just, you know, sometimes you see pictures of Sicily and Italy and all the different architecture and the visions of what happened or what was created in times of past. And you kind of think, oh, yeah, that's nice. But when you're actually here, it's like, wowzers. It's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it sounds amazing. Yeah.
It is amazing. And it And I would suggest, you know, to always keep your safety, your personal safety in mind. But if you're in a destination such as Artesia or Modica or Raguzzo, go out at night because it's a different feel of the place, because it's lit up differently and it's got this honey glow on the buildings and such. And it's quite lovely. So just a nice day to spend.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask, this is like your fourth week in Sicily. You spend 4 weeks there, right? If I'm correct. So, and you're kind of doing like the locals, going to the market every day to get stuff for dinner. Did you get to know people, and did they get to know you? Like you're the tourist. Like tourists stand out to locals, right? So were you kind of not really celebrities, but were you well known in the area that, oh yeah, there's those are the Canadians?
I don't know if I was well known, but I think I actually said it to my traveling partner, Jim. I said to him, you know, I feel like I know these people now, because they kind of, you know, I walk out of our apartment building and, you know, in the morning, the market's there and the people that are having the booth there, they see us and they say bonjour. No, and I go to the different butchers and they see us. And, you know, again, I do share the importance of having on your phone Google Translate, because sometimes I'll say something like, I wanted to get buttermilk, and nobody kind of knew what buttermilk was here, but I was able to, with Google Translate, share. Or if I wanted chicken thighs, I would say, this is what I want. It's amazing though. The food, the meat is so fresh. You could tell there's a difference between what we get in the grocery stores at home. You really can tell.
Yeah.
It's good. You know, Artesia worked well for a long sale because it's compact and it's walkable. And then you kind of know where to go for an espresso, or not that I ever got used to it, but you know, afternoons slow down because of they close between 1 and 4, which is when I get perky, but it's not that way here, right? So after a few weeks, you do develop routines and you recognize familiar faces, which makes the island feel more like a neighborhood than a destination. Yes,
yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
But it's, I don't know if I, unless you have family here, I don't know if I would choose it for a long stay. I think it's definitely a destination that's becoming more interested in to visit. But I think I would use it as an opportunity to spend maybe 2 or 3 nights at a destination and then go to a different place. And then, as we talked about earlier, fly into Catania and out of Palermo or vice versa, so you're not backtracking.
Yeah.
You can do it by car if you wish. Now, the speed limit is 130 kilometers an hour, and they don't stick to that. Like,
Nobody sticks to the speed limit.
No, they don't.
They always go faster.
Yes. And so you may want to consider that, or there's lots of tours. Like, I know Globus has one that says the colors of Sicily that you can take. So you can take a tour. And what I was thinking too, you know, hindsight is what is it, 2020? Like, I was thinking I should have maybe, you know, toured it and then ended up in Puglia and then kind of flew out of Rome, which we're going to do anyway. So there's different ways to experience it. As I say, it's up to you how you want to experience it, whether, you know, you are happy just to stay in one place and just roam at will for day tours and such. Because it's, you know, the strength of a long stay is that it's walkable. You have that human scale, like you can connect to people. They'll get to know who you are. Yeah. There's that strong food culture with fresh ingredients, that, you know, we got from the market. There's the opportunity, you know, to just have easy access to different towns in the countryside. So it was good. you know, but mm-hmm. as I say, it's up to you how you want to do your long stay or how mm-hmm. to experience a destination.
Well, I was going to say, too, you could always use it as a pre-cruise stay, because that yes. leads into what you're going to do next week, go to on a Mediterranean cruise, which I'm looking forward to hearing all about as well.
And I'm looking forward to it, too, because then I don't have to plan meals. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean. You know, so
a
I'm
true
looking
vacation.
Forward. Yes, it is.
Well, people can check out your experiences on your social media feeds, Instagram, Facebook, and X at Onanda Forbes, and your website, too, is onandaforbes.com. So looking forward to hearing all about, we'll catch you, I guess, in the middle of your Mediterranean cruise next week.
You bet. Looking forward to it. Ciao.